Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I would like to thank Darlene Williams, my best friend, for filling in for me last week. I'm not sure how many of you were on the line 2 weeks ago when I expressed that I had just received a call from a relative and they were very concerned about their daughter who was in the hospital and had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. She's been suffering or battling cancer for the past 16 years. So I made a trip to Tennessee to eyeball my cousin for myself, and I am pleased to announce that she is doing well. She looked good. She was in great spirits. She was still hospitalized because they are trying to work on her pain management and trying to get her to keep down at least soft foods. But I was able to help the family move from one house to another and set up her living area. So I feel good about seeing her and the progress that's being made. And I just thank all of you for your prayers and your well wishes, and just wanted to let you know that all is well. The other thing I want to discuss or remind you of is the importance of getting your annual physical and all of your screenings, from your pap smear, your mammogram, your prostate check, anything, your colonoscopy, anything that has to do with maintaining your body. I want to remind you of the importance of getting those things done and placing yourself first. I know that that can be difficult for a lot of us because we care for others and we put other people's needs ahead of our own. But I want to let you know that it is very important that you concentrate on yourself, because just like the instructions on an airplane, they want you to put your mask on first in the event that there's an issue with the oxygen. You've got to put your mask on first before you can assist someone else. So take care of this body that God has blessed us with. Do all the things that you know you need to do to keep it healthy and strong, because we want you to be living a very long time, just like Sister Hawthorne and all the rest of you who are over 80, 90. We want to see you last as long as possible. That's God's will for all of us. That's why He blessed us with our bodies. And even though sometimes they might not be acting the way that we want them to, it's still very important that we do what is necessary to keep it functioning. So I want to remind you of two things. Please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Parrish Rembert, Sr.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. God is a good God, and He is forever blessing us in so many ways. So let us all remember that God is still in charge. Let us pray. Father God, it is in Your name that we come this evening, thanking You for the many blessings that You have bestowed upon us. We thank You, Father God, for keeping us from our early existence to this present time, knowing, Father God, it didn't have to be. You didn't have to keep us. You didn't have to save us, Lord, and You didn't have to protect us, but You did, and we are grateful. And we're so thankful that You allowed us to be here on the line tonight. We don't know how many more times that we'll be, but, Lord, we thank You for tonight. And we lift you up and we give you all the praises, because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. We thank you for families and thank you for what you have done and what you're doing for them. And we are praying, Father God, that you will continue to lead us all in the way that you would have us to go. We pray your blessing upon our pastor. And ask you, Lord God, to keep him, strengthen him, keep him strong, and continue to give him the vision that to lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Father God, we ask that you would just continue to plead with the sick. Heal only as you can. We ask you to continue to comfort the bereaved, letting them know earth have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And Father God, we just want to thank you for all that you have done and all you're doing. We realize, and Father God, that so many things are going on in the world today that nothing is certain. No time is certain. And Father God, what we know, Lord, that you're able. Because, Lord God, you have brought us from a mighty long ways. And we ask that you will continue to be with us. Keep us, Lord. We ask your blessing upon Sister Cynthia Kinsley and her family. Asking you, Father God, to keep her, Lord God, because she is so helpful to all of us. And Father, we pray for all the people that the IT people. Praying, Lord, that you will continue to be with them, because, Lord, they're doing a great work. And we thank you for them. And we praise your holy name tonight. And Father God, and we ask that if anyone on the line that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, I pray, Lord, that they will be touched tonight. And Lord, and they will cry out and say, I want to be saved. We thank you, Father God, and we praise your holy name. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Next, we will have a scripture by Sister Keisha Nelson, who is the first of many Nelsons who will be on this service tonight. She is the wife of Minister Cleveland Nelson, who will be providing us with our inspirational moment.
Good evening, family. Tonight I will be reading from Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. This is also serving as the scripture for the preached word tonight. Then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and hearers of his word. Again, that was Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. Thank you.
We will now have a prayer by Sister Jacqueline Nelson, who is the mother of Minister Cleveland Nelson.
Please bow your heads as we look to the Lord. Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We come today to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for us, forgiving us of our sins, known and unknown. Because nothing you do for us, God, goes unnoticed. Sometimes we forget to say thank you, God, but we know that we didn't do it alone. It's you, Lord, Father of us all. As I stand in the gap for so many people tonight, Lord, God, good people, your children, we all need to touch the hem of your garment. Please continue to watch over all of us. Keep us in your loving arms. As we lay our heads down tonight, Lord, give us peace. Please bless our children. Open the eyes of our teenagers so that they can see you just as we can, God. Continue to watch over our seniors. Please heal our sick and shut-ins and families everywhere. It is in your precious Son's name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, First Baptist family. Let us pray. Most merciful God, most powerful God, we come to you this evening at this time of prayer to reflect on and pray for and give thanks to the many blessings that we have already received, hope to continue to receive. We're grateful even that we can be together this evening in this fashion. Just one more time. Sometimes we just want one more time to be together, to have you in our presence and in our lives. We thank you, Father, for protecting us during this time of strife in our world. We thank you for continuing to watch over us, to keep us mindful of the things that we need to do to protect ourselves and our families. We thank you, Father, for continuing to care for those who can no longer care for themselves, the sick, the hungry, the hopeless. We thank you, Father, for watching over them. We thank you, Father, for this branch of Zion that continues to be faithful and gathers weekly in your name. Bless the shepherd of this house. Bless all those that serve within this house. Bless all of our leaders and members. Continue to watch over those who are so deeply separated from you that they may not know how to get back to you, but we know that you know how to bring them closer to you, to your salvation. We ask that you continue to place your protective cover around us, that we might be able to go forth and spread your word from heart to heart, from breast to breast, that we can bring others closer to you, Father. We need you, Father, right now. If we ever needed you, we need you right now. There are so many things going on in our world that we don't know quite how to deal with all of them. But we know that you can continue to make a way for us as you have done so many times in the past, as you continue to do. You've watched over our children and our families. You've watched over our jobs. You've watched over our homes. You healed our bodies and our minds. You've given us the strength to carry on when we thought we had no strength. You gave us hope when we thought we had no hope. So we just ask that you continue to do the things that you have already done for us. We ask these blessings in the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist family, friends, and visitors. It's wonderful to be here tonight as we gather together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are our rock. You are the foundation of our faith, Father. Give us strength, Lord, as we try to carry out the good deeds that you have placed here for First Baptist Church to go into the world and to lift up your name. Father, help us to use our gifts, equip us, and to train us to be what you would have us to be, Lord. Know that we meet today and ask that you give us guidance, wisdom, and direction. Lord, we really need you at this time. We know that you are the way, the light, and the truth. God, we come together looking for another day that we can just give all the praises to you, Lord, because you've been so good to us. Your loving kindness has been with us through generations, Lord, and you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, and that we truly trust you, Lord, that no matter what the situation is, Lord, you know all about your children. Thank you, Father, for bringing this communication network together. We can all be unified, Lord. Strengthen us. Work on our hearts, our minds, oh, Lord, that we will continue to just serve you, Lord. And we thank you this evening. Speaker tonight, Lord, be with him as he will declare your word. Father, we're just so blessed and so thankful tonight, and we are truly grateful. Lord, bless Pastor, the Reverend Frank D. Tucker. Continue to just walk with him and to lead and guide him as we bring the church back to reopening, Lord. We know that the challenges are there, but we trust you, Lord, because you have all the answers. We don't know which way, but we know that we can depend on you, Lord. Continue to look in on our sick and shut-in members, Lord. Thank you for just knowing all about them, Lord. And we ask a special prayer tonight for our youth that are returning to school again, Lord. Be with them as they face many, many obstacles. But we know that you will be with them and let them know that you will strengthen them through each and every day. Thank you, Father. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I just love how Deaconess Roberson co-signs her husband. All right, we will have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Minister Cleveland Nelson III, who was a son of First Baptist and also an affiliate of the Community of Hope AME Church.
You can't.
you're in your home or you're in your car, wherever you are right now, just give God some praise. Just put your hands together. Just give God some praise. Just thanking God for another day. We have drive-by shootings and Omicron and sub-variants, and we have monkeypox. We have all of these things that's going on in our world. But yet God has still allowed us to be here on this call tonight. And so if you have hands, you have air in your lungs, wherever you are tonight, give God. The First Baptist Church, Sister Tinsley, Rembert, Oliver, and everyone who's been corresponding. Thank you for this opportunity. First Baptist is always home. And so, Reverend Tucker, to you, Pulpit Associates, thank you for allowing me one more time. Greetings from the Community of Hope, AME Church. I won't be before you long, but I have a word. What's in your hands? Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this time. Lord God, I pray, Lord, that it is you that they hear, you that they see, and not me. Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. What is in your hands? The title for this evening's, if I had to put anything on here, is What is in Your Hands? It was read by my wife. Thank you. Exodus 4:2, and the Lord says, what is in your hands? I remember when I was a boy here at the First Baptist Church, I learned a lot. This is a place where I learned about faith. In Sunday school with Sister Butterfly, this is a place where I learned about servanthood as an usher with Miss Murphy. This place is where I learned how to stay in key while singing in the choir with LaShawn and Mike Hurst and Stanley Thurston. I learned how to pray from Deacon Merriweather and Deacon Rowe. This is a place where I learned about what ministry looks like from people like Ray and Curtis. This is a place where I sat in Reverend Frank Tucker's office, and I told him I had this feeling that's in my soul, and I seem to cannot shake it. And it was in that moment that Reverend Tucker said, I believe that you have a call to the ministry. This place, this light on the hill where drugs and violence were all around me, the ever-tempting but later painful joys of this world was calling me. It was this place that God did something to me. Something happened to my soul in this place. Aside from the spiritual, I learned speaking techniques from the choral speakers. I learned from Deacon Hartman on how to be a good deacon, but also I learned in this place about Black excellence. This is a place where I learned about HBCUs and the Divine Nine. This is a place where I first learned about public speaking and how to use my gifts for the Lord. And, of course, this would be the place that at the age of 7 years old, I would give my life to Christ at 7 years old in Vacation Bible School. But it was at this Black History Month celebration that we had every year. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I learned about the many Black heroes that I did not learn about in school. We talked about in school, we mentioned King and Parks, but it was while in church we learned about other great men and women who dedicated their lives for us. People literally took what was given to them and made the best of it. It was Youth Sunday, and we had a service, and everyone was wearing their traditional African garb and sashes, and during Black History Month, a speech by Adam Clayton Powell was playing on the speakers. And I believe it was Sister Darlene who played it. What's in your hand? These words resonated with me my entire life. These words have motivated me. These words have led me to think about what I may view as the bare minimum and watch God turn it into a miracle right before our very eyes. Perhaps you have seen God take what appeared to be the bare minimum in your life and turn it into a miracle before your very eyes. And this evening, I want to challenge you to see in yourself the very things that God sees. Grandma took a bag of beans and made a whole pot for the entire family, the bare minimum, $1, and somehow we watched Mom stretch it so that everyone had a treat from the store. What's in your hands? In our text this evening, we see that the Israelites are enslaved by the Egyptians for 400 years, and after many prayers and crying out, God called Moses back to Egypt as the answer to the prayers of the people. And many of us know the story. Moses is trying to find every excuse on why he isn't the one for the mission, and God simply asked him, "What's in your hands?" God had three signs for Moses to show him that I got your back. God is basically saying, I said what I said. I see a nation is in bondage, and he was sending a spokesman in to speak on his behalf. God was preparing the way, and all Moses had to do was trust the process. He needed to see the signs in order to believe. It was truly God that was guiding him. Listen, I won't be long for you. I have 2 points, and then I'll allow you to go and watch Steve Harvey and the Family Feud, or eat your dinner and all those things that we do. But my first point is to remember to use what's in your hands. The late, great Arthur Ashe said, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. A couple of years ago, two sisters here in D.C., jobs were furloughed because of the government shutdown. And like many of Americans, they had bills. They had families to take care of. And aside from the government jobs that they had, they also baked cheesecakes on the side. They prayed and believed that God would create a miracle in their lives. I'm sure the anxiety and worry and the fatigue tried to set in, but they remembered what James 2:26 said, that faith without works is dead. They remembered that they were willing to put in the work and flat out use what was in their hands. And they stole cheesecakes from their homes, and they made the local news, and they made the national news, and they made Oprah's show, and they made Steve Harvey's show, and they made the cover of Essence and other magazine covers. But it was in the middle of a pandemic. I said, in the middle of a pandemic, they opened up a brick and mortar when businesses were shutting down. When places like the Florida Avenue Grill had signs on their door, they were opening up a business in the middle of a pandemic, and it's at the National Harbor right now. So not just to fulfill their dreams, but to inspire others to use what's in their hands. Moses, what's in your hands? And Moses answered a staff. God then told Moses to throw the staff down, and it was turned into a serpent. What's the significance of the serpent? Moses was told to pick up the serpent by its tail. And I, by trade, as an educator, so I'm not a specialist on animals, but I know enough to know you don't pick up no snake by its tail. You pick up a snake by its neck. But, however, scholars believe that God told him to do that to show that he had mastery over that serpent, to show the Egyptians that the snake was a symbol of their authority, that snake was the goddess of Lower Egypt, but that serpent was a representation of Satan. Moses had mastery over Satan and the gods of Egypt, and I'm sure if you heard what I said, Moses had mastery over the snake, you have mastery over that snake. You have mastery over that same devil. You have the mastery over these issues in our communities and in our country. What's in your hands, I need for you to throw it to the ground and pick up that snake by its tail, not to be scared because you have dominion over it. You see, I love playing card games, and some of them phase 10 and some spades and Uno. But I remember, see, Uno can be a tricky card game, and if people are around you, they make me skip. They made me draw several times. They skip me. And it can really hurt you in the game, if y'all know what I'm talking about. One time, people thought that they had me. They hit me with a drawer four. And then they hit me with another drawer four. And when it came time for me to go, they skipped me again, and then they reversed me. But I saw them laughing and thinking that it was all over for me. But what they did not know was while they were making me draw, I was quietly positioning what was in my hand. When the time came for me to go, I was able to use what was in my hand, my own draw four, my own skips and reverses. And the people around me faces went from laughing at me to wondering how did he end up winning the game. But I come on this call tonight to let you know that people may be laughing at you. The devil may think that he has you beat. But once you figure out how to use what's in your hand, what God can do is the rest. Moses, what's in your hand? Point two is to remember who created your hand. William McDowell wrote the words to the song, "My life is not my own, but it is to you I belong." That everything that you've been through, all of the pain, every experience, was indeed not for you. It was merely for the people that you would encounter for the glory of God. Araminta Ross was a slave born in Maryland, and she endured the harsh experiences of slavery here in America. She was often beaten. She was often whipped. And one day she was hit in the head, and the object wasn't intended for her, but she developed epilepsy from that and passed out. And when she passed out, she received visions from God. She would escape from slavery, and she would change her name to Harriet Tubman. Another name for her was Moses. Her visions, when she passed out, helped others for their freedom. You ain't catch what I said. I said when she endured at what she endured as a kid made no sense then, but it makes sense now. When God wants to use experience that you was in to help you lead others to freedom. The third and final sign, what Moses was to take from the now, which was when he poured out the water on dry ground and it turned into blood. This would become the first plague. This also would be a foreshadowing of what would come on the cross. This was beyond the power that could come from the hand of man. This was a supernatural, and it showed the power of God over the Egyptian elements. It's there, and anyone can say, God, for the blood that poured out. Is there anyone who can thank God for the blood that was poured out? Is there anyone who can honestly give God praise for the blood that covered you when the bullets was flying over you, the blood that covered you during this pandemic, the blood, the needle was in your arm, the blood that covered you when for the remission of your sin, the blood that spilled so that we could have everlasting life. It was that blood that protected you from that relationship, that the blood that healed you from mine. It was the blood that was almost lost, the blood that never loses its power. It was the blood that is a sign of God that he was defeating our enemies. And it's because of that blood that God is asking this evening, what's in your hand? I hear stories about my nanan, my great-grandmother, as she took one bag of Camilla red beans and what was in her hands, and she was able to make one bag last for 14 people. What's in your hands? And this pandemic has forced our jobs to slow down, but what's in your hands? What's in your hands, Maya Angelou? Use that pen to help people unleash the caged bird. What's in your hand, Moses? Use that staff to part the Red Sea to free nations. What's in your hand, David, as you use that slingshot to defeat a giant? What's in your hands, John? Use that water to baptize the Savior. What's in your hands, woman with the issue of blood, the hem of his garment? Use it for your healing. What's in your hands, little boy? Two fish and five loaves of bread. Use it to feed my sheep. What's Paul? Fire with the Holy Spirit. Heal my people. What's in your hands, Jesus? Nails is in his hands for your healing. Nails is in his hands for your deliverance. Nails is in your hands to change the world. Nails is in his hands to take what's in the White House. Nails is in his hands. So I ask you this evening, what's in your hands? Use what's in your hands to change what's going on in your job. Use what's in your hands to change what's going on in our community. Use what's in your hands to change what's going on in our world. Use what's in your hands to change our society. Use what's in your hands and watch God do the rest. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds to show our appreciation for Minister Nelson and his message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
What's in your hand?
The love of Jesus in our hands.
Before we continue with remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Tucker, I want to share a message that I received from Sister Barbara Meekins. It is a message from Deacon Leroy Bagley. And he says, good evening to my First Baptist Church family. I am thanking God for each one of you and your prayers and love during my illness. I can't thank you enough. I am healing daily and in good spirits at this wonderful assisted living memory facility in Potomac, Maryland. I personally thank each one of you, these outstanding facilitators and amazing team, and all of the participants who are doing God's spiritual work during Wednesday night prayer services. May God bless you with an abundance of peace, love, joy, and good health. I truly miss and love you. May God bless you, Deacon Leroy Bagley. Amen. It's so nice to get an update on his condition. We will now proceed with remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Surely we thank God for this blessed experience that has been ours tonight. And certainly we want to thank God for Minister Cleveland Nelson III. We certainly are extremely proud and grateful to God for how he has used you and are using you. And certainly your message tonight was tremendous. And we want to just thank God and pray for you and your family and for the work that he still has for you and for helping us to remember that the little that we do, God can take that and make a mighty, mighty success out of it. So God bless you, Brother Nelson. We want to thank God for each one of the participants on this service tonight. Each one of you was just outstanding in your presentations and prayers and your witnesses, and we're just grateful to God. You were a blessing to us. And all of you who attend this service each week and who happen to be here tonight, know that this is a very special time and a special point of blessings that has come our way, and we are blessed when we are able to draw near to God and to talk to God in sincerity. I know that as I come, I know fully well that God has sustained us, has blessed us, and that God has kept us.
And I am just grateful to all of First Baptist, and keep praying, keep staying on your knees, and keep lifting up your heart and your mind to God. Let us continue to go forward, praising and exalting God in all things. We invite you to join us on Sunday morning. On this coming Sunday morning, the Reverend Nancy Knight will be preaching, and we encourage you to visit us at our church home in person if you can, and if you can't, join us in the virtual experience. And we know that in all of it, God is at work. God can take whatever situation that we are in, whatever circumstance that we are in, God can take it and use it and bless us. And we encourage you to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. We want to encourage the circle leaders, if you will, those who can and will. We want to encourage you to come on Saturday, as has been requested, to your meeting at 12 noon, and let us prepare that we might be able to foster the work and support the ongoing care and nurturing of our membership throughout the days and months and years to come. Let us not give up. Let us not quit. Let us be encouraged, because we know that God is in the midst of us as a people, as a church family. He's in the midst of us, and he's going to bless us. I'm not going to take any more time giving all of the announcements. I just want you to just remember to be faithful in what you're doing. We are certainly proud of this midweek service, and we do want to commend and extend continuously your prayers for Deacon Bagley, and we certainly want to thank God for Sister Tinsley and for her faithfulness, and all of the members of our IT team. You have been steadfast and strong in the Lord, and we are getting stronger in the Lord because of your work together and all of the contributions that everybody has made and is making in First Baptist. We are grateful to God for each one of you. Let us now prepare for our parting word. We're going to ask those who will and have special prayer requests that you would take 20 seconds. We're going to open up the lines for 20 seconds that you may lift up the names, the situations, and the persons that you desire special prayer for. Will you do that just now? 20 seconds.
Thank you, Jesus.
My great granddaughter, my great grandson, bless them in my First Baptist family.
First Baptist family.
Yes,
God, we come just now asking that you would hear the cries of your people. You know all about them. You know their harsh desires. You know they have come together tonight, and that they may be able to gather around each other, though we're in different sections of the city, different locations. We are all in your spirit, and we are one in your spirit, and we cry out that you would hear our concerns together. Bless each one of them one by one. We ask thy special blessings upon the speaker of the hour, Minister Nelson. Be with him and encourage his heart and bless his family, O God, and abide with him continuously. Bless, O God, each one of the participants who shared in this program, in this worship service tonight, and bless every attendant that's here. You know us. You know all about us. You know our struggles. You know our hurts, our pains, and you know our joys. And so, God, we just ask that you would draw nigh unto us and empower us and give us whatever we need that we might be a blessing and glorify your holy and divine name. We pray for this nation and the leaders of this nation. We pray for the community, O God. We pray that you would help us somehow to keep it safe, and may it be safe that we might be able to see the goodness in your people and in the lives of those of your children who yet need to be saved. We pray blessings upon families, O God, families who stand in the need of wholeness and correction and salvation, O God. Bless as only you can do. We pray for peace and comfort. We pray, O God, for deliverance from the struggles that prevail in this world, O God. Be with us as we draw real close to you. Now we want to say thank you. Thank you for this First Baptist Church family, O God. We thank you for the love and the care and the concern, the help. We even thank you, O God, for the struggles, because sometimes the struggles make us stronger and causes us to draw upon our faith that we might be able to grow strong in the faith. So we want to thank you for that. And be, O God, with us as we attend to every need, each and every day. We love you, God. We exalt your name. We declare your glory. Keep us and sustain us. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, amen.